This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Segment next hour, and then we've got election coverage, and we're going to deal with the cancer in the Republican Party that have not dealt with. This country's going to disintegrate, but it's very easy to deal with. I went to CPAC to see it for myself, and so I got some bad news for you, but the good news is this festering boil on our ass, there's only a few of them, and we can easily have the public politically lance these creatures in a nonviolent way. So that's all coming up. Let's go back to your phone calls now. I can't spend a whole segment with each caller. That was a great last caller, but let's just kind of get through everybody here. Let's go to Joe in California on the same subject. The giant Islamic invasion by Turkey of southern Europe and the Balkans. Unbelievable attack using tortured children as human shields.
How you doing, Alex? Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, sir.
You look at Turkey, and all I see is Soros' name all over this. I think that with all the confusion and the coronavirus, this was a perfect time. The best recipe to start confusion and try to bring Europe down, bring the whole economic European economy down with coronavirus and having the invasion. I think what needs to be done is I think that the European leaders like Merkel, Macron, Boris Johnson, Duda, Mattarella, Zemos from Czech Republic, they need to get together and they need to talk to possibly make a call into Putin. I know Putin's Turkey's real close with Russia. And I know that...
Turkey, you're smart. The way to deal with this is put pressure on Putin to put pressure on Turkey.
Right. I mean, you know, Turkey buys a lot of their military equipment. You know, Trump and Erdogan, Turkey can't stand us. They just politically have to stand by us because, you know, we're a superpower. But
and Turkey's argument is the West started this with the Arab Spring. They're having to clean it up. But even before the Arab Spring, 10 years ago, this dictator, Erdogan, he was using Islamic invasions to threaten Europe and say, let me have an Islamic party in Europe or I'll do this. Well, that's like, let me put handcuffs on you and I won't torture you to death. Like Ted Bundy would say, hey, put these handcuffs on, I'll be nice to you, honey. But once you put the handcuffs on, you're dead. I mean, the guy is unbelievable.
And if Putin comes in and says something to him and this changes, you know, he could come out looking real good. So that's my take on...
Well, I was about to say, Putin doesn't put up with the Islamics invading them.
No.
And so, Turkey's out of control. And, you know, how about the West retake Turkey? I mean, I'm not calling for a war here, but that used to be Western soil. How about we see, the tanks roll into there if he keeps invading? I mean, most people in Turkey don't want to be under Islamic rule either. But see, we never do that. We go in and put more radicals in, more Islamics in, because the globalists hate Europe and hate Christians. We can easily defeat the Muslims. Most Muslims don't want to be under that crap. But see, we don't invade them to empower them. We invade them to put worse Islamics in.
It's a mess. I think that Trump needs to also get involved, maybe make a phone call over to Putin. But then if he does that, then the media will go crazy. So it's a sticky situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got a bunch of bases there back from the Cold War, back from when they had medium-range missiles in Turkey. I had family that was there putting the damn things in back in the 50s and 60s. Nike missiles, all those. We don't need that anymore. And appeasing the Islamists never works. We need to build a wall, and we need to have economic warfare against Turkey until they stop their invasion crap. But, again, his argument is, the globalists did this. You collapsed all the borders, so I'm not going to put up with it. But he's playing that crisis as well. And you can't appease the pirate, as Rudyard Kipling said, because you got to pay that crocodile over and over again. I say we pay that crocodile in total resistance. Appreciate your call, Joe. Back in 60 seconds with Tammy, Mike, Patrick, Dave, Brian, and Malcolm, and many others. Stay with us.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, can somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Here back live. Just got some amazing intel from Tommy Robinson. They'll probably be on the show tomorrow. We're chronicling the invasion of Europe from the command base where they took over Constantinople, former head of Christian civilization worldwide. Now it is Istanbul. The Blue Mosque is really a church. People marvel at the Islamic architecture. It's Christian. But that's the way the libtards operate, always destroying reality. We're taking your phone calls now, and the next segment we're going to get into campaign 2020 and the big developments there with Klobuchar and boot plug, booty judger, whatever his name is, dropping out, and who the two big front runners are, obviously, now, and what that portends. But I didn't see you were calling from Germany, so let me go to you first, since you may be on your own dime. Mike in Deutschland, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
What's your view on this giant invasion?
Well, it's crazier than we might think, you know. This has been going on for a long time. We need to keep it. I've got a little reminder here that Turkey has been at war de facto with Greece since 1974 when they invaded Cyprus. That conflict has never been resolved. This is just another iteration of that age-old conflict.
That's right. That's right. Greece has constantly been trying to take back stuff stolen by Turkey.
Yep. And you know, I can also, on a different topic here, I can confirm the stores, or at least certain items in stores here in Germany, emptying out. It's mostly the basics. It's toilet paper, flour, sugar, other basic supplies, you know, canned goods and that kind of thing. They're running a little low on many fronts on that. So evidently that's tying into that coronavirus and then also, you know, in anticipation of about what's to take place with the migrants trying to make their way into Germany again.
Well, Europe thinks they can let in a certain amount of Islamics to be a detonator to politically control things and have no-go zones, a group they control. It's never going to work. The Muslims are going to break down the borders, flood, and just create all forms of havoc until they get their asses kicked out or until we fall.
Yeah, see, Merkel's a big proprietor of the Kalergi plan.
Yeah, folks who don't know about the Kalergi plan, he was Austrian-Hungarian Empire royalty, married to what Japanese royalty, and he had a plan to Islamify Europe.
Yep. And Merkel, you know, incidentally, he was a Nazi. And Merkel's a big, you know, defender of the plan and also implementing it in quiet through this, invasion of sorts.
You can't make it up. And of course, Hitler was pro-Islam, and so was Napoleon. I mean, they've been trying this for a while.
Yes. With Hitler, it was a ploy to essentially rid themselves of the Jews. But Jews and Muslims are ancient enemies, and so they've been combating each other since day one.
But today, it's the left in America, a lot of them Jews, supporting the overthrow of Israel and Islamification. It's crazy.
Yeah. Also, I have a question on a different subject here, Alex. Whatever happened to the executive order that President Clinton signed not too long after Ruby Ridge that forbade people to put in more than 30 days worth of food supplies, because that siege precipitated all kinds of weird things, Ruby Ridge and Waco. And I haven't heard anything whether or not that executive order was rescinded or modified or whatever.
Yeah, so that's a real executive order. It called it food hoarding. And boy, did that make people buy a lot of food. I think you have the guns too, but years ago I looked into that, and I think that executive order was overridden later, because most presidents override most of the other previous executive orders, even if they agree with them, they reissue them. But no, there's no laws on hoarding at this point. But I assure you, if a societal breakdown happens, you don't want people to know that you've got a bunch of storable food. Mike, thank you so much. Great to hear informed people call in to the transmission. All right, Emma in Norway. Emma, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. What do you think about the Islamic invasion, Turkey invading Europe?
Well, actually, I have a place in Turkey, and it's right on the border where a lot of refugees are crossing to get to the Greek islands. And so I've been spending 10 years in the region, and I know the culture. I have some inside stuff that might be interesting.
Please give us your take on this.
Well, a friend of mine, a few years ago, when a lot of refugees died on the coast close to the Greek islands Samos and Kos, she was actually out touring. She's hiking every morning. She's hiking by the beach, and she actually saw a Turkish coast guard leaving a boat with refugees. She didn't see that it was refugees, but it was a small boat, lots of people crying, screaming, and it went down. And a few days later, all the bodies came to the beach. And so years ago, she told me that she was convinced that what she saw was the Turkish Coast Guard doing something to actually sinking the boat. They wanted it to go down. So that's one bit. And then you have another bit, and that is that Erdogan, that is has had lots of elections and stuff, he is manipulating the elections. But the last election he had, he was running on reestablishing the Ottoman Empire. And the Turkish people that are not too educated, they like it because they are taught that it will bring back peace where people don't use drugs and become like the Western world. It will put scarves on the heads of the women, and they will do their prayers and be nice people. But in fact, if you're going to have back the Ottoman Empire, you would have to go to war with a lot of countries.
Well, that's right. People don't know the Ottoman Empire was involved in World War One on the side of the Germans and more, and that millions were killed, and all the other exploits of it. He did announce that. He announced he wants to invade Europe, but our media will not cover it. Just, oh, you're a Muslim. You're so good. Oh, invade us, please. And now they're barbecuing kids over fires to make them cry 100 yards from police. They then go blame it on, and the media goes along with it. What is it like for you to see that footage?
Well, it's not surprising, but you have to understand that there's a difference between most Turkish people and other Muslims that are more radicalized. Turkish people in general are very nice with kids. They are very friendly and hospitable, and they do not like the radicalized people. They're more Arab thought that is coming into their country.
Well, no, I understand, because they were really about, most of them were Europeans, and the Muslims invaded there, so they adopted some of the European culture.
Absolutely. They're a Muslim-light country. They are kind of like Christian-light, but they have...
Just like Syria to a lesser extent, but now Erdogan, he's saying, no, I'm going to make you full Islamic.
Yes, he's doing that step by step, and he has his alliances, I suppose, with the Muslim Brotherhood and the Arab nations, and he's making deals with them that is going to give him lots of power if he does this and that. And I'm sure that, you know, the Western powers are involved as well. So he's been doing lots of good stuff for Turkey for so many years, but the latest, like 5 years or a little bit more than that, he's just turned totally crazy. He's all about...
Well, sure. Hitler was a bad guy, but he built up the economy, did, quote, good things, but then he went into the war mode, and that's what Erdogan knows. He's going into his expansionist, fascist, Islamic mode. Thank you so much. Expert points, Emma. Please call us again. We really appreciate you. Okay, here's what's going to happen. We have Gerald Celente do a great job every Monday. He understands sometimes I preempt part of the time. It's a big breaking news. Give all you guys, Brian and Dave and Malcolm and Darren and Tammy, who's up next, and Patrick and Elena and Paul. Want to hold? We got to stay there with calls, though. If you want to hang up, fine, understand. If you want to hold, we'll get to you. Coming up as soon as I finish my interview, it's coming up. It's so important with Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith. And a look at what's happening in this election, a look at the virus, a look at all the craziness happening, and a look at the cancer, the enemy within, inside the Republican Party. Some of the worst people on earth. We've got to expose them. The truth.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got loaded phone lines. We'll be broadcasting into the fourth hour, taking part of Gerald Celente's time. He understands. He's great. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have Harrison Smith here with us and Owen Schroyer, who were both at CPAC this year. And CPAC's now old news. But we went there to test and see how powerful the spirit of neoconism and of censorship is. And I went and everything was okay, but then it got really, really bad. So this is an important test we did, and the creatures that were summoned up from the deep, whale-like creatures of tyranny. And so we're going to talk about that with all the big news going on, the fifth column within, the enemy within. And the reason this is important is it's these people that are undermining Trump. It's these people that are advising him badly. And it's this attitude that's losing liberty, the fight worldwide, though we're starting to turn the tide against it. I'll explain it start of the next segment. But starting with Owen Schroyer and, of course, Harrison Smith, big takeaways with Klobuchar stepping down, a judge of the booty stepping down. I mean, for me, it's a two-way race now between the degrading quickly Joe Biden. Boy, did we call that a year ago that he was doddering. I mean, he's rotting quickly. He'll be literally painting with feces on the wall in, I think, 6 months. I'm serious when I say that. I've seen dementia before. It's very sad, actually. But he'll be finger painting with his own poop very quick versus the evil, hateful commie flying around in private jets but says it's bad if you have any money. Owen, what are you seeing in this election right now?
Well, it's pretty much, I think, what we expected from the beginning. Joe Biden is the Democrat pick, even though he's unrealistic to actually be the president of the United States for the same reasons that we've been discussing here on the Alex Jones show.
Yeah, your mic's cutting out. Sorry, they don't have it hooked up right. Let's get closer to it. Sorry.
Let's just go to Harrison Smith.
No, fix your mic right now. Just talk. Speak up.
Is that good? All right, yeah. Are we got it, guys?
Well, they just don't have it yet, but go ahead.
All right, is my mic on?
Yep, go ahead.
All right, check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Pretty much what we expected. Biden is the Democrat choice for president, even though he has no realistic capability to be president. And then there's Sanders, who has the grassroots support, who's kind of fighting the Democrat establishment in his own right and laid down to it in the last election with Hillary Clinton. Probably do the same thing, I would suspect, this election. But Bloomberg hasn't dropped out, if I'm not mistaken. I think Bloomberg is the front runner to me. He's got the money. He's not going to go away. He's got the will. I don't think anyone else has the will, quite frankly. I don't think Biden has the will.
You think the tiny tyrant is in the pole position?
Yeah, I think he's the only one that has the will to be president. Bernie doesn't. He showed that in 2016. Biden, half the time, doesn't even know what he's running for, what state he's in.
That's a good point, because I was saying earlier, the front runners currently, if you look at polls and everything, would be Biden with Democrat Party support, and then, of course, Sanders. But if you look at money and staying power, the fact is Bloomberg is probably it. What do you think?
Bloomberg can just spend another $500 million and see where that gets him. But the crazy thing is that Biden, pretty sure, is now the youngest man in the race, right? He's the youngest leader at this point, which is just absurd. Because
77.
77, yeah. We see him collapsing in real time. And I think also we sort of now know the point of Peter Buttigieg, why he was in the race. He was there to sort of sap some of the younger energy away from Bernie, just to sort of give it back to the party when the time was right. I think he served his purpose. We know he's got connections up there.
He's totally up there in the booty.
Yes, far, far in the booty. That's exactly right.
No, I mean, he uses the whole gay thing as a distraction. Doesn't matter, on a corporate shill that's totally synthetic. I kiss dudes, but oh my God, that's incredible.
Yeah, but you know, he built a fairly large base, surprisingly, because he's basically just not insane. He's just a normal guy that just says normal stuff and pretends to be Christian.
Sure,
and that's
sure
enough.
Well, whoever they hype also ends up in the pole position.
Right.
I mean, look, in Texas, Beto stickers were on half the cars in Austin. Now you don't see them anywhere. They will just bet on anything they're told is their God, hoping for the next Trump, Owen.
Well, sadly, I do see Beto stickers pretty much regularly here in Austin. I just think the Democrats are in such disarray right now, and they can't even go with the obvious choice to me, which is either Sanders or Bloomberg. Decide what you want. Do you want to go with the big money candidate who's the business guy who can actually get on the stage with Trump and debate him on real ideas? Or do you want to go with the commie, the socialist commie, Bernie Sanders? Those are the two guys. They tested out all these other things. Oh, is Warren going to play? No. Oh, is kissing your husband on TV going to play? Oh, no. The Democrats have homophobia, too. What are we going to do? Oh, let's go with Biden. Well, he thinks he's running for Senate, and he thinks he's in Arizona, even though he's running for president. He's in Colorado. Okay, well, I guess we'll just go with him anyway. It just shows how they're in total disarray. It's really a broken party. And actually, Tulsi Gabbard, who would be a great candidate, I think would get a lot of support. They keep her off the stage.
She may be joining me as my VP. That could have him beat even the money of Bloomberg.
Well, that would be interesting, but Gabbard has not bowed out yet. In fact, she's going to be in Austin, Texas tonight. I'm going to go cover her event tonight in Austin. That's going to be at 7 p.m., so I'm going to be doing that after the War Room today. So she's still around.
She's releasing a new sex tape today as well.
She's still around. She hasn't given up the good fight, and I think she has a will to win, but I just don't know if she has the ability to win.
Well, I mean, she doesn't look like a synthetic reptoid. A lot of her policies are bad. That's why they don't like her, though. What is it about the Democratic Party that they want soulless, gibbering people that look like they're auditioning for Day of the Dead?
Oh, they, you know, birds of a feather, right? They flock together. And Bernie has this incredible youth support, but I talked to a lot of people at CPAC that weren't conservatives, you know, just in Washington, D.C., on the flight in, people that said, oh, I'd never vote for Trump. And then I go, okay, well, what do you think about Bernie? And they run at the term socialism. I mean, socialism is still not popular as much as they can prop it up.
Cancer, it's not popular?
But yeah, it's just strangely enough, yeah, and especially amongst those who have lived through it. Well, yeah. Well, my Uber driver yesterday was from Cuba, and he, as soon as he heard I was in politics, he went off about socialism. It was like, these people have no idea what they're getting into. I mean,
because it's a bunch of bureaucrats running things. And, I mean, it literally. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, we can see the examples, you know, just south of us. So,
if you run into a socialist in America, they're like, they can't find the biggest mountain, the loudest megahorn to say how bad socialism is. There was a guy from Venezuela who comes up to me and is like begging. He's like, I have to tell you. It's like, I have to get on your live stream. He's like, come on. And so I had him sit down. He's like, you cannot have socialism. It will kill you.
No.
He's like, I came from Venezuela. I saw the streets.
Plus, it lets people like me run things. Don't I need to be your boss now?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'm going to kill you if you're a Christian.
We don't need to have a price tag. We just say free. You don't have
there
to ask money.
There are too many deodorants in here. We need lines.
These are real.
No deodorant. For you?
No, it's insane. Last time we were in New York, I met a woman who grew up in Eastern Europe. I mean, she was literally crying, being like, you have no idea how powerful it is, what you guys do, and how right you are about the threat of communism and socialism.
Well, I know a lot of people that were even, quote, liberals, you know, but then, like, I don't want to leave from Czechoslovakia when it was under the Russians, and you couldn't even have art unless they approved it. It wouldn't be political. It was all about control of all thought. All right, we're going to break here, folks. To give you an idea of what's coming up, I want to go out to break with a short clip of a compilation we're going to play of who we learned ran CPAC as like a police dog that marched up and down saying, remove them, remove them. When you talk about a villain, I introduce to you Gorka the Titan, Gorka the Titan of tyranny.
Go away, all right? You guys are kooks. You're okay. Crazy kooks and conspiracy theorists. Go away.
So we shouldn't be allowed to be here?
This is for real conservatives, not people who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists.
Okay, so he's a titan of evil, folks. He literally runs around having you thrown out because he's...
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Everybody, I appreciate you holding. Alex Jones here, your host, with Owen Schroyer, who hosts The War Room, coming up in just about an hour and 20-something minutes from now. And you've also got Harrison Smith, the reporter,
and he guest hosts the show, and I did a lot up at CPAC. We appreciate you both being here. I want to be very specific about this, but also I'm going to take up all the time. We have huge news on the coronavirus. We have massive news on the Islamic invasion via Turkey of Europe, just unprecedented torturing children to have them crying before they run through police lines, just unbelievable stuff. We have so much happening on the economy. We have Democrats openly trying to sabotage things and admitting they're trying to sabotage it. That should disqualify them right there. I mean, these people are just tone deaf. But it's what happens when you lose all your morals. You have no bottom. You just can't even have a spiritual or cultural or economic sonar or vision to even see what you're doing. They're just flailing around. Best analogy I've heard is in that original 1977 movie Alien, when you've got the android on board and it's being killed and it's just flopping around throwing a fit while it's being flamethrown. I mean, that's what they've entered into right now, is flailing, hitting us with the coronavirus, obviously a Chinese weapon, hitting us with the Islamic invasion, hitting us with the culture wars, the Hollywood trying to start a race war. So I've never been to CPAC, and I've been to the RNC and things, and I know that there's neocons there that want to get us banned. And so I told the crew, I said, follow all the rules to a T, and even if people scream at you and yell at you, put up with it. And they said they wanted to kill me, and people would come up and yell at me, and then they do it to Gavin McGinnis, who's a good guy. But then he'd say F you back to them, and they would go tattle, and then they'd be thrown out. So I was in there, got mobbed, ran into the Brazilian president's son, going to interview him, the president, all of it. It was really exciting. And Owen and the whole crew did a really good job. And I flew out Friday. They were going to stay through Saturday when the president came. And I see Owen up there saying, I don't know why I'm being thrown out of CPAC. And then it becomes a big story, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to make it about how we're being thrown out of there. And then Owen didn't call me. We didn't talk till yesterday. And I found out how he got thrown out. And then it was a story. I was like, oh, and incidentally, Gorka was going around pointing at people he wanted thrown out like he was God. And we're going to talk about the little crab from The Little Mermaid, Sebastian, I Love Tyranny, baby whale, Gorka. Because it's not about Gorka, who's a nobody, wasn't even a conservative, came into the Trump administration with fraudulent credentials, lied that he was a combat veteran. None of that was true. He's stolen glory. He's the snake oil salesman. He's everything he says we are. But I learned the day I was there that Gorka was going around having people thrown out. And I just go, whatever, don't engage the gay whale is what I call him. I'm not saying he's actually gay, but he's very effeminate in these pictures with guns posing with him. And, you know, he's always sashaying around, shaking his booty. So I'm just like, you know, the gay whale. And the dude acts like a flamer. Now, I don't think it's flamers. He just, if I was going to cast a fat gay dude for a movie, it'd be Gorka, who thinks he's James Bond. And so Gorka the gay whale, as I call him, the tyrant-loving, the Nazi whale is a better name. Found out because Owen was from other people. Yeah, Gorka saw him and, you know, went and did something. So Harrison Smith went and talked to him the next day, and Gorka says, yeah, you shouldn't be here because you sell supplements. Well, Gorka is on TV selling supplements that actually don't look that bad. But the point is, man, we don't sell out and out pain relief supplements. I mean, you're starting to get into snake oil area there when you're making those claims. So I just let you get things like turmeric and see what it does. So what's crazy is if I was like a supplement seller, which I am, which I know is quality, and I go, that piece of filth sells supplements, the insult to the audience, to his own people, that he's a known supplement seller, but if we sell them, we're bad. That shows he hates his audience. And so that's why this is important. And I'm going to say this now and go to you guys, and we'll play the video compilation next segment of what happened, what you guys did versus what he said you did, is that this guy comes in, he gets taken out of the administration because he's not who he says he is. He suddenly is all over Fox News everywhere because they know they control him. He's a covert never-Trumper, in my view. And he's the example of what we face of these interlopers that just come into America and then want to badmouth the real grassroots groups that got Trump elected. And you can tell with the insider neocons that run CPAC, he was like the top field marshal. And we watched it and we saw it happen. So the worst elements of the Republican Party think Gorka, the tyrant whale, is what they want. Gorka doesn't matter. Gorka's a joke. People hate his guts online. But he's always running around supporting censorship. So this is the never-Trumper, neocon, Shapiro, you know, type wing of this. But we went to CPAC. We were nice. The guys got thrown out for no reason. And Gorka is the one police dogging it. And so Trump is up there when an ice skating group comes out and supports the president from the 80s. They go, oh, how dare you support him? Or any group. Well, he likes, you know, Mustangs, so he's a good guy. When any of this is going on, it's supposedly a great thing. So what I'm trying to get at here is that the reason this is important is Trump broke through the criticism, the attacks, the blackballing. But the Democrats and the deep state use it on everybody else. So the Republican establishment knows, keep Alex Jones and the populist movement and the liberty movement that got Trump elected out. Don't let them take the party completely over and put people like Gorka as the police dog, who's not even American, in there hovering around, literally spouting and pontificating in an arrogant way. You guys go ahead and take over.
Well, no, I think you're exactly right. And the real stark difference is like the list between people who have a problem with us and the people who love us and like us and appreciate what we do. Because on one side, you got what? Gorka. Maybe Charlie Kirk is not so favorable, and the leadership of CPAC. That's three people. On the other side, I mean, it just...
We were mobbed everywhere.
Oh, my God, everywhere.
No, they hate their own supporters.
Yeah, everybody...
They're there to control those people and come be told how to be conservative by us. And there's Gorka, the whale, the tyrant whale, you know, the big candy ass, sashaying around like Liberace, telling us how to be good Americans.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you look at Gorka's subscribers on YouTube, somebody sent me this screenshot. He's dropping 50 subscribers a day until our video releases, and suddenly it drops by several thousand. I mean, people did not like this. I had people coming up to me for the rest of the trip after that video dropped, coming up to me and saying, we don't know what the hell's Gorka.
By the way,
doing.
He's almost as creepy as Brian Stelter. Let's put his eyes back up on screen.
Yeah, and
the political pervert whale, perverted to attack Trump's biggest supporters. There he is. Look at those eyes, man. He's going to run your life. He is Gorka.
Yeah, that was the look. And when I approached him, I mean, he is really intent on reading where I'm from. And as soon as he sees InfoWars, that's when he goes off. And you can see in the full video, I walk up to him, I'm just smiling, and I don't say a thing to him. I say, hi. And then he just goes off. I mean, we weren't pestering
because
him.
Because he's a stolen him. Valor fraud.
Yeah, well, and he's threatened, and, you know, it's like Rob Dew's tweet put out. You know, you go to CPAC, and you're mobbed by everybody who's anybody, everybody who's nobody, just the regular info warriors out there that we meet that just say we really appreciate what you do. Everywhere. They're everywhere.
But Gorka, the effeminate whale, is not popular.
No, but he's the important one, right? It's the people at the top who have a problem with us, and they're the ones that matter, apparently.
Because he sashays around. Again, we're not trying to get cool at the high school that is CPAC. We went to see the nature of the never-Trumpers and what they're doing, and sure enough, They came to the, you know, they came up like barracudas after their prey. So Owen Schroer, when we come back, we'll get into this. But briefly, I don't want the distraction of infighting. This isn't infighting. These aren't Republicans. These aren't patriots. These aren't Trumpers. These are people that want to control and hijack the movement.
Well, I just think it's sad that the people who have the most skin in the game when it comes to Trump and when it came to the 2016 election and what's happened since moving into 2020, they don't want to give us any credit, or they want to try to slide us or any of this stuff. And again, we don't
because
do it
because they want to hijack the movement. They hate Trump people.
I think it's that they've just been phonies their whole careers. They've gotten rich off being phonies, faking being conservatives or whatever. And they know that when a real conservative or a real patriot steps in front of them, that's basically kryptonite to their phony patriotism that they've gotten rich off of. They're really just grifters. Just industrial level grifters.
That's a good way to describe it. He is the tyrant. Titan of terror.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Doing a great job with Trends Forecaster, but you've got a lot of stuff to attend to. So I'm hosting the fourth hour today, and I will continue with your calls, Brian and Dave and Malcolm and Darren and Tammy and Patrick and Elena and Paul and others. All right, we've got Owen Schroyer, and of course, we've got Harrison Smith reporters here riding shotgun with us. We'll take your calls in the next hour. But I want to be clear. I say I don't want to get into infighting, and then when I start looking at Gorka, the demonic whale, and just everything about him, it's everything we hate. He's a Glenn Beck wannabe 2.0. Glenn Beck now endorses Trump and has tried to resuscitate himself and tells people privately that he was wrong and thought Ted Cruz would win, and it was all him, a political calculation. Well, you lost. If you just would have nicely opposed Trump, it would have been fine, but instead you tried your Messiah thing and you're a religious leader and, you know, all the rest of it. But again, you always know who the controllers up top like. They like sycophants. Reportedly, Gorka, who has a arrest history in Hungary, talks like this. And there's nothing wrong with talking in a good Eastern European dialect.
But this is how he talks. You'll serve us well, American pig. But he's got his good fake British accent, so he's not even a redcoat. Okay, you have to understand, he's just another fake industrial-level con artist, as you said. So I want to get past him, though we're going to play a clip in a moment, and just say, Trump won because he didn't care about the attacks. He broke through. They tried to ostracize him. They tried to isolate him. It doesn't work. And then when people double down on people they support, be it InfoWars or Trump or any other, or Brexit, they said they were all Nazis, then it becomes even more successful. And I know as an audience of activists, you get that. But so many other people, even family I have, they come up and they go, I'll be at a birthday party or family reunion. They're like, girl, pray for you. How are you taking it under the attack? I'm like, man, this is awesome. The enemies of humanity, the child molesting globalists, attack me every day. And on New Year's Eve, I was on every channel as the number one devil just at the end of the year. I mean, that means I'm over the target. This is awesome. Again, it's like asking somebody flying over, you know, Tokyo, dropping bombs on them, World War II. You're getting shot at. How are you taking it? Well, I signed up for this. I'm kicking ass. I'm not comparing myself to that. It's just, it's an attitude. It's an attitude. And they want to get you in this attitude of, oh, you don't want to get criticized. It's all a bluff. Hollywood is all over the news now at drag queen story times, humping the children. And they're going to stick it in, folks, because it's their religion. They have to push it. And then the average person goes, well, they passed a law. You can give people HIV in California. The same guy introduced a bill, the senator, that you can, if it's gay sex with a little boy, it's okay. It's just, you know, if you have sex with a little girl, it's not. Or it's a woman raping a little girl, it's okay. These people aren't going to stop. So we might as well just start saying no to them. Comments on that, guys.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to ask, like, is this what 2016 was like? Because I wasn't here in 2016. I came here in 2017. Since 2020 started, it has been the most exciting, like, exhilarating. I'm more exhausted than I've ever been, but I'm more, like, fulfilled than I've ever been. And it's the election year. Like, it's all coming together. They're more desperate than ever. And it's, you know, but it makes you want to fight.
Oh, and you were here in 2016. What was it like? Or did you just start to join us?
Well, it was still different back then because you didn't have all of the Trump hate from the left that you did now. They still kind of acted like he wasn't a real candidate. So that
Hillary had 98% chance, New York Times, yeah.
That's kind of a new phenomenon. But then culturally, you know, it was kind of really the onset of the drag queen story time. And it's gone so full throttle now. We've exposed drag queen story times being infiltrated by known sex offenders.
Of course.
We've seen the videos of drag queen story time.
But drag queen story time is a grooming sex offender orgy with children.
And so it's just gotten worse.
It's meet a pedophile time.
And here's one that's going
meet a pervert
right now.
Little girl's not happy.
But I don't think
big
that
fat
it's
dude
a,
shaking his ass in a 5-year-old's face. Mommy thinks it's trendy because mommy's sick.
It's a weird thing, though. I think that this is almost a counterbalance to the majority of Americans and culture actually becoming more moral and getting back to having a moral conscience. Encompass.
I mean, this is a giant, big black dude dressed like a woman, almost naked, fondling and shaking his ass in a little girl's face who's scared.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be a part of this if it was, you know, say a supermodel. I'm not into this type of degeneracy, you know. So the fact that they're doing this.
Well, I don't like topless bars. I don't think people that are in them. I just don't want to go to it because the woman's not really into me. It's fake.
Right. And so that's what I'm saying.
But now this is all about shaking your ass in little kids' faces and being deviant.
Well, and it's not, they try to tie it into the transgenderism thing so they can bring in the psychology and say, well, some people's brains, but drag queens, they don't think that they're women,
well,
right?
Bob Hope dressed up like a woman is comedy in front of adults saying jokes because it's stupid and he's an old man. Shaking your ass in front of kids is pedophilia. But let's just go further. I didn't mean to rabbit trail us. You guys are nice. Follow my lead. Let's get back to Trump broke the mold by not caring. We broke the mold by not caring. And people, I need to understand, the people in the Republican Party aren't leaders. That's why they're still so scared of media, because they're on average 80 years old. Nothing against 80-year-olds. We're the future. And so how do we telegraph it? How did Gorka have so much power to go, you're out, you're out, you're out? Because he goes and kisses ass the head of CPAC, and it's his idea that he can run all the real conservatives off. He can then perch up there. No, Gorka, everyone hates you now. When you pose with guns, everybody knows you don't know which end the bullet comes out of.
Yeah, absolutely.
That Gorka's a big guy. I challenge him to a charity Barry Knuckles boxing match. It'll raise. I'm serious.
They'll have it in Vegas. I will get in that ring, and I will beat his brains out. Just sign the form, you big, fat, tough guy bully, and I'll smash your freaking head in. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Punk is nothing but a piece of crap. Owen, you want to take him on? I got to get him in a round or two, but I might. But you got your cardiovascular going. You want to challenge him? You want to challenge Gorga to a charity boxing match because he's so big and powerful, and he wants to get in the ring with Koops?
Let's see what Gorka had to say. What does Gorka think about InfoWars?
Yeah, let's play the report that shows the whale attack. You show what was really happening, and then we show him. He says selling supplements of snake oil. He's a huge supplement seller. So again, he thinks the audience, his supporters, have no. Imagine all on the air and said people that sell supplements are scum. The listeners would go, "What the hell? He has that disdain for people.
Yeah.
That inbred wannabe elitism, but he's so dumb he thinks attacking the main grassroots engine of Trump will get him ahead because all he wants to do is grovel to the power structure so he can waddle around, and order people around. We're already don't have time to go to the report, but here it is.
Go away, all right? You guys are kooks. You're okay. Crazy kooks and conspiracy theorists. Go away.
So we shouldn't be allowed to be here?
This is for real conservatives, not people who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists.
Snake oil accent.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor. And first of all, let me say that I have never before endorsed a pain reliever. But when Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, asked me to endorse their 100% drug-free product, I absolutely couldn't say no.
This is for real conservatives, not people who are snake oil merchants and conspiracy theorists like you.
Man, do you hear that fake British voice?
Owen Moyer here from InfoWars.com, and I am entering CPAC 2020 a la Donald Trump. What can I say? I felt like it. Mike Lindell from MyPillow, you're more than a pillow salesman. You're an inspiration now, Mike. You're an inspiration.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Lindell, everybody.
One of the reasons why the internet is as great as it is, that social media is as great as it is not because of government intervention. It's not because Congress is doing
more. If he gets the ring with me, I want to get in the ring with him.
Less.
He won't. Assuming Trump wins in 2020, I think we both agree. I think that's where this goes. What do you think the left does? Do they get more violent? Do they calm down? What do you think happens?
It's only going to get worse from
Gorka.
They can't comprehend that this guy that's not with the programming is doing so well for America. They just can't. They don't understand.
My name is Jason Roberge. I'm running in the 7th Congressional District. And our campaign is focused on a number of issues, but the gun grabbing issue, let's just talk about that. The governor wants to take away our assault weapons and whatever.
So this
they
is
call
what
them,
Owen did.
The rifles, the
he did a great job. When we come back, we'll go to your phone calls.
Ridiculous.
I'll show you the exciting conclusion when the whale sees him. And again, people confirmed the whale would go around and order people thrown out. The left, too, would go up and threaten people, and then they would run back and tattle you. They're like, oh my God, you're with BuzzFeed? And like CPAC would just go, because the Republican Party is still really Democrat Party operatives. But the good news is that's all falling apart. Now, remember, it's 5 to 8 weeks, depending on which food package you order at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody else is sold out. They're lying to you if they tell you otherwise. We have the food. It's got to be packed and shipped at InfoWarsStore.com. But everything else is shipped the next day unless it's on the weekend. So get your Super Silver Wound Gel, your Super Silver Toothpaste, your Super Blue Toothpaste with the same Nano Silver, and get your skin cream with the same Nano Silver, all discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But a lot of it is selling out like the Immune Gargle did. So get your orders in. But I would get Horrible Food in just for how crazy the world is and the economy and the election and all of it. Get those orders in, and then part of the money goes to fund this operation. We call that a 360 non-zero-sum game. Win!
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.